Chopper versus the Angry Soulmate Goose, a Star Wars Rebel Twitter notfic written by Bedlam's Bard and Rena Jenkins. Read by Isweden
and Rena Jenkins.
Tags: Soulmate Goose of Enforcement, Fix It Fic, Not Fic, Goose Typical Violence, AU for Season 4. Everyone go home, this is the single best thing I will ever contribute to Star Wars fandom. Recorded at Podvacation 2019.
I just had the most glorious idea ever, and I was too pumped to write it down. So here, have a minute of audio.
I just had an idea. The Soulmate Goose of Enforcement plus Star Wars. Your soulmate could be on another planet. You know how it's gonna get you there? By being an angry goose trapped in your ship. You cannot escape. It is an angry goose in the vents. It is an angry goose in the fresher. It is an angry goose pecking at your knees while you try to update the nav computer. I am so pleased with this idea. Like, I don't even know who the soulmates would be, just the idea of the angriest goose. Oh no, what if it's early days Hera, and the angry goose shows up and it's trying to get her to find Kanan on, what's the name of the planet, New Dawn, but actually, the angry goose gets in a fight with Chopper over who can be the angriest. Chopper has extra arms for slapping, but geese have serrated tongues. This is beautiful. I'm so proud of this. This might be my one defining moment of Star Wars fandom. Chopper versus the angry goose.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Angry goose in the vents. Angry goose has met his match. Chopper will not stand for some other being flapping around being more angry than Chopper is. Only Chopper is allowed to crash into Hera's legs repeatedly for no reason. Not this foul imposter.
Oh my god, poor Hera. Hera is in hell. Hell is full of flying feathers and screaming.
Yes! And then she gets to Gorse and she finally meets Kanan and the goose calms down. And Hera's like, this asshole. Because early days Kanan is not so good at the first impressions. And Hera possibly tries to blaster the goose and Chopper.
Hera is done! Done! A goose on Gorse.
Amazing. Goose feathers in the lounge. Goose poop in the halls.
No! Poor Hera!
Do geese smell a certain way? Because goose stink is probably not something air filters have had to deal with very often.
Oh no.
Spontaneous generation of soulmate enforcing geese as a side effect of hyperspace travel. They tell you to watch out for the purgles. They never mention the goose.
Oh no, I guess Kanan and Hera are just going to have to make out to get the goose to vanish. Tragic. Does Hera know it is a soulmate enforcing goose or just a goose?
Hera doesn't know. Hera's just like, what did I ever do so wrong in my life? Why am I suffering from a goose and a chopper?
Are the goose a force secret only the Jedi know?
I like that! The only time it stops trying to bite through her flight suit is when she's within arm's distance of Kanan. So Hera's using Kanan as a meat shield to protect from the goose.
Kanan knows that goose, but only from legends.
And Kanan's like, oh no, Master Balaba was right.
On the bright side, Kanan has it bad for Hera from day one. On the other hand, the goose thinks we're soulmates is actually not a good pickup line.
Of all the things that make Kanan reaccept his Jedi-ness, he didn't expect a goose.
How would you even say that in any kind of smooth manner? Like, wasn't Kanan working in a bar? The goose stalking his work hours is a health code violation.
To be fair, Kanan says sadly to Hera, I do jobs. Kanan was working as an explosives hauler and occasionally moonlighting as a bartender. To be fair, I think that bar was a health code violation. Are there health codes in Star Wars?
Nope.
Nor are there OSHA regulations of any kind.
Maybe if we make out, the goose will go away. Is not going to please Hera. Hera has a job to do. Thank you.
Oh, no, Kanan, try harder.
Hera tries to make the goose peck Kanan. It obviously likes him. Stay with him.
And of course, Chopper is still trying to prove that he is the most irritating being in Hera's life. Hera is basically shoving Kanan into the goose's path.
Oh, no. You know how in A New Dawn, Kanan flirts with Rey Sloane?
Yes.
What if Kanan flirting with Rey Sloane is what sets the goose on him?
Yes, please!
The goose will not stand for this.
The goose has standards, Kanan. This whole book is a series of near misses from the goose's perspective.
Finally, Hera can know peace, watching the goose attack Kanan while the Imperials laugh at him for 5 whole minutes until the imps finally get bored and leave. And then the goose is like, did you get the message? Will you kiss the girl now?
Oh, yes. That is a glorious mental image. Hera and Kanan keep not kissing. Also, Kanan having a crisis over how to explain the Jedi importance of the soulmate goose to Hera without mentioning soulmates or Jedi.
I know how to make the goose go away, but you're not going to like it. Hera does not like it. Oh no. What if the goose will only briefly go away if they make out, but if they don't keep making out, the goose will come back. Be in love, damn it!
It's the goose of enforcement. It has to enforce. Hera thinks she's goose-proofed the ghost, and yet. The recurring goose appearance is glorious. This is next level soulmate goose.
The goose.
The goose takes to flapping up and down the hallway. Hera and Kanan are trapped in the same bedroom.
Be in love, damn it, screams the goose.
The goose is my new favorite.
Chopper tries to space the goose.
Of course he does.
They're in space. Where is the goose coming from?
The goose doesn't have a hyperdrive. It can travel faster than light, powered by pure spite.
Hera is just so confused, and Kanan is trying to explain it to her in a way that doesn't make him sound like he just wants to get into her pants. I mean, he does want to get into her pants, but he doesn't want her to sleep with him because goose.
Also, one day, they're gonna have to tell this story to someone as their meet cute. The phrase, because goose, will feature heavily. He wants Hera to want him. Kanan needs to do the wooing montage. And it's really hard when a goose keeps whacking you in the kneecaps.
He tries to have a serious conversation with the goose. Geese are not romantic. He wants to be romantic.
10 years later, Ezra keeps the shin guard on because the goose is still popping by unannounced. Kanan's life has met a new low. He never expected to be crouched in a maintenance closet having a serious conversation with a goose.
Hera is harassed by the goose into making a declaration when she's trying to run a rebellion here.
And the goose is eyeing Kanan like he'd make a good snack.
Oh no. I just made myself sad. After certain events, the goose does not reappear. Nope, go back to the mean goose time.
Fix the powers of the goose. The goose shows up on top of the boom scene and knocks Kanan out of the way, so he's fine. Hera kind of mourns the goose, but then the next time they enter hyperspace, the goose comes screaming out of the fresher, and everyone is glad to be harassed by the goose again.
The goose will not allow Kanan to die. Oh no. Goose versus Lothwolf showdown.
Even Lothwolves are respectfully afraid of the goose.
The goose enters the world between worlds. The goose versus Morai. Ahsoka says, you can't save your man.
The goose just flying through the portal. Boom.
The goose flies directly into the portal.
Goose time.
Ezra, we don't argue with the goose.
Oh, the dramatic Kanan's last sight thing, except it's the goose we see reflected in Kanan's eyes. And then safety, etc. Ezra said, I thought Kanan said the goose was a Jedi thing. Shouldn't you know this?
Ahsoka, panicked, says, the goose isn't real. Except she probably saw a goose being really mad at Anakin and Obi-Wan and Padme sometime.
Yes, she did.
Hera hugs the goose. Oh, God. Jason raised by goose.
Jason says, where do babies come from? Kanan says, well, sometimes when a mommy and a daddy love each other very much. Hera says, a goose parks itself in the hallway outside their cabin for 3 days straight, and mommy and daddy have to eat the stale ration bars under mommy's bunk.
Oh, God. Oh, what did the goose do to Chopper that he couldn't rescue them? Did the goose space Chopper, and Chopper has been rocketing after the ghost trying to catch up? Kanan, yelling at the goose through the door, says, this isn't romantic!
Or is it possible that at this point in the multiple years of the goose showing up, that Chopper and the goose have teamed up?
Oh no! It's too bad they can't weaponize the goose against the Empire! Horrified pause while they both consider who would be Palpatine's soulmate.
Oh, lordy. Although it does make a good distraction for stormtroopers.
Hera picking up the goose and hurling it towards the stormtroopers before grabbing Kanan's hand and skedaddling.
Yeet the goose!
The goose staying gone for a bit is how they actually start making out. A desperate, I guess we're alive, and the goose is gone, kiss.
And of course, just as Hera and Kanan let their guard down long enough to get to the heavy petting stage, there's a loud honk from the vent above the bed. Ceiling goose is always watching.
Goose, this is the opposite of your job.
Goose is doing too good of a job.
Lie back and think of the goose is not what Hera wants to hear at any time. Goose night.
My face hurts from smiling. This is amazing. Honk.
Honk.
The end.
This is so good. I really love the fact that yeet the goose. We both did like the
yeet the goose.
We both did the jump. It was beautiful. Yes.